DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by AdamSoftCookies.com, guaranteed to be the softest soft cookie you'll ever want to hear about again. Don't forget to use the special listener code DI Plus to receive a 6-hour instructional DVD set for free. Check them out at AdamSoftCookies.com. And that sounded like I had more to say, but I didn't, because the ad just ends right there. All right, excellent. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Adam Soft Cookies Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Good evening, Daniel.
How can Arkansas be an Adam Soft Cookie Free State when you're in fact Adam?
I don't know. I didn't write the copy.
I just listened
to the copy.
The copy was written by a listener who we named in full last week, and we didn't know if he wanted his full name used or not, so we're not going to do it again.
I just listen to the copy every week and sit here and grimace.
Really,
groan.
Does it upset you that much? So the copy. I'm glad to know that my opening the show habits drive you insane.
I just, you know, I mute myself, so if I have any groaning or moaning or anything like that, you know,
and
it doesn't come across on the recording.
And the commercials are back. Excellent. You know what? I was listening back to last week's show, and I think I said, I might have said Robin Givens instead of Robin.
When were we talking about anyone Robin? I don't even remember.
No, you had How I Met Your Mother on in the TV in the background, and I was just like,
oh,
I don't know. It was Robin Sparkles is all I remember. Anyway,
I have an Olive Garden commercial, I think.
It is. And does it need to be on?
Does it bug you?
It does. Can you put porn
does,
on or something?
If
you,
I need to, if I need you to could, keep it on.
If you could put some porn on, that would be awesome.
I could, actually. I could.
I am curious to know what kind of porn you watch. Yes, please.
Oh,
please
you
do.
Don't even want to know.
Please do. Put on some porno music, and I can explain it to the folks.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hook the audio out of the TV into my mixer at some point.
Yes.
And then whatever I have on the TV when I'm recording, if I'm doing video or anything like that, I can actually have the audio running into my recording. Mm-hmm. But I have not gotten all that set up yet. As you know, I always have these grand plans.
Mr. Mike believes that you might have Dawson's 20 load weekend.
I do, actually. I do. In fact, that's probably what I may have his 50 load weekend, actually.
Oh, wow. Dawson is an overachiever, apparently. All right, so you know what? We are striving. Oh, fuck me. We are streaming live on Pride48.com tonight and doing so in a very, I missed the mark getting on the stream, and then you had to go pee, and I'm all discombobulated and everything. But I wanted to say a big hello to the chat room out there this evening. In the chat room, we have Crone, we have Donna Sugars, we have the Good Humor Penguin, that's Michael Fine. We have All About Me, which I'm assuming, since the me is capitalized, that is either Mark and or Ed. And we have Joey Kapk, and we have Kratos77, and we have Mags, and we have Mr. Mike 1972, and the Rubius Content from Wisconsin. That would be RC. And we have that BJ guy mobile, which would be Brian's, the blue jeans guy. You remember Brian, the blue jeans guy?
David?
Yeah. We have Toppy Smelly, and we have It's All About Dan, who, by the way, was just a guest on the Ramble Redhead show right before us. And then we have Ramble Redhead down there, who has been quiet. So, there
we go. I'm sorry. So chat room, unfortunately, I don't have Dawson on my Plex server at the moment. But Dawson is on my computer somewhere. However, I have lots of other Paul Morris titles. I have Bone Deep. I have Skullfuck.
Bone Deep.
I have Bone Deep 2.
Are we gonna play this game? Like play the porn and you guess the name of the porn just from the...
I have something called Ass Stretcher 2.
Because Ass Stretcher 1 just wasn't good enough?
I probably have one as well, but they gave these to me, actually.
See. Let me just play some dialogue here. Can you name this porno? Let's see.
What's happening?
Shit, my dick is cool. What's
your... Wait, let me get to it.
Back over here. Same time. Oh, take your shit. You understand, nigga? Quit moving, nigga.
It's a racist porno. That's for
sure. You weak,
nigga?
You know you weak. Quit licking your goddamn lips. Fuck wrong with you?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fuck's wrong with that?
You're in the hood cashing check. You're like a little sub boy.
Yeah, take your ass somewhere else and go cash that motherfucker.
You ain't... Yeah, that, so do
you know,
can
it
you,
sounds
can
like
you...
an episode of Pod Cubs.
It was. That is actually the Pod Cub porn. Very good. Very, very, very good.
I think that's what it is. So, yeah, I did want to mention, you know, that after we need to always follow Ramble.
Why?
Because the chat room is just full of lovely listeners. So apparently.
Well, yeah, but now we've scared them off by playing porn.
Apparently. And I don't know if you see that in the background, but there is.
Oh, it's a bit washed out. But yes.
Yeah, I
see.
Yeah.
I see. Is one of those two gentlemen Dawson?
No, it's not, because I don't have that one on my Plex server at the moment, so I couldn't do that.
Excellent. Ooh, all right, good. All right, this will work out excellent.
I'm sure it will. Can you podcast with this?
You know what? I am a professional podcaster, let me just say, right now. And by professional, I mean, you know, I don't get paid. But, you've paused it, though. The porn has... Oh, wait, no, it was just stalled there for a moment. So, so chat room, just so you know, and listeners at home, there is a large... What is that? Is a 50-inch TV behind you? Or is that a 42?
It's a 42.
It's a 42, but it's pretty close behind you then, I guess. So yeah, it's a nice... you've helpfully turned off the lights in the studio so that I can see the...
No, I turned the brightness down so I look dark because I don't yet have lighting for my face.
Right. So I believe this evening while I am podcasting, I will be distracted by Dominican Stud. Ooh. That's...
No, this is... I think this is Ass Stretcher 2.
No, the title just popped up on the screen. That's how I know that it was Dominican Stud. Anyway, did I say hi to the chat room? I'm pretty sure I did.
Wow, my face is really dark now.
It is. You're as dark as that.
TV looks great.
Excellent. All right, so why don't you tell me about what's going on with the birthday party planning? Because you know what? I had issued a challenge to our listeners last time for them to call our voicemail line. You still have time to do this, by the way. Call our voicemail line and leave a happy birthday message for Mittens. That's all you have to do is just say, Mittens, happy birthday. Don't run with seesaws. Something. Just, you know, give him a nice little birthday shout. And that's all you have to do. And then you can hang up. You don't have to say who you are or whatever. You know, just tell
no
him Mittens.
No one did
happy.
That, by the
no
way.
No one. Not a single person.
Not one single person. You know what? But his birthday is on Friday, and we won't record again until next week.
No, but I'm saying, this show will go out before Friday. Come hell or high water.
I'm saying, so I should just play them for him.
Yes, and then you can play them on the next show for us.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
I'm just saying, please call our voicemail line 229-234-7587 and wish Mittens a very happy birthday. Really, that's all you have to do. Just happy birthday. That's all. Please. Excellent. Someone is getting rimmed. All right, so
it's really, I can almost stick my finger in the
please don't. So tell me about
the
birthday
this
planning.
This is totally not a video podcast, and we're sitting here talking about video.
That's all right. Please tell me about your birthday planning.
Well, so it's I mentioned it last week, but it's really stressful because he was so inconsiderate to plan his birthday at the same time that I'm doing this show. I mean, does anyone ever think about me? I mean, I have my debut performance.
As second trumpet, yes.
You know, as second, that's fine with me. In a musical or things like that, both parts
wasn't that a category on the Emmys this week? I think it was. The best performance for second trumpet in a musical. The nominees are Adam Burns, Jeff Bridges, Donna Sugars, and Dizzy Gillespie. And I think it went to Jeff Bridges, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
Well, yes, exactly. I don't watch the Emmys, but I'm sure it was. I mean, that's why I don't watch, because I never win. I get nominated all the freaking time, but... So,
you know what? It's an honor just to be nominated.
It is. Yes. It is just like it was an honor to be nominated for Best Produced.
Right.
So anyway, so first of all, that's going on. I had to pick out his birthday present and plan all that stuff. I have to figure out how to take him to dinner. And I want to do all this. Like, I'm a very romantic person. I want to be the best boyfriend in the world. I do.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just... The dude giving the other dude a head back there, his face is so washed out that when he squints his eyes, he looks like a South Park character. He just has like the little, that's all you can see. He's like a plain white face, a washed out white face with little smushed down eyebrows like a South Park character.
Apparently,
it's like a South Park dude giving head to someone. I'm so sorry.
Apparently, I'm going to have to light my face separately.
Please go ahead.
Anyway,
please go ahead.
So, So I want to do all these things. I want to have really the best birthday presents in the world. I want to have the best party in the world. I want to take him out. I want to do all those things and surprises that I won't mention on here because he's just sitting in the other room. But it, you know, it is very hard to fit all that in and do the performances. And it is my fault because I didn't even think about the fact that they were going to coincide. But this is my debut month.
Right.
I mean, the first time that the theater scene
right.
of Rogers, Arkansas.
This is like your debutante moment.
Right. I mean,
it's
you
your
know,
cotillion.
The theater critics,
this is like Adam's cotillion.
Seen. And so anyway, but I do want to mention, so we're having it, we had to compromise because he wanted to have his birthday party with all his friends at night on Saturday, but that's when my performance is and I'm cooking. I wanted to cook because we're doing a housewarming slash birthday, and I don't even know why you do a housewarming for a rental property anyway, but we are. Everybody wanted to see the house
for
and
presents.
They wanted me to cook for them. So anyway, no, I told them no presents because it's a rental and I don't think that we should get presents for a rental. We should only get presents if we bought a house. That's my rule. So I planned this menu. So I'm making these roast beef bites. I make homemade pot roast and I caramelize onions and I put them in these little pastry shells. And then I put a little bit of gravy over the top and the caramelized onions and I put provolone cheese and I melt that. And then I'm making homemade pizza dough and I'm making three different types of individual pizzas. One that's a Filipino topping. I'm going to make adobo.
Adobo.
That is
a very versatile topping because they make houses out of it in the Southwest.
I don't think that's the same word. But anyway, I can't think of what the word is. Adobe.
Can you say adobe?
Anyway, I say it wrong. I say it with a Southern accent. He always makes fun of me when I say adobo because he's like, really? Adobo? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm making that and I'm making like a roasted garlic chicken pizza and then some other one I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you know, Mr. Mike 1972 has suggested a present for Mittens. I believe it's called Bukkake for Boyfie.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's a nice picture there. Anyway, so and then I'm making he's making some Filipino spaghetti and then we're making homemade egg roll or spring rolls. Then for dessert, I have three different dessert options for people. I have creme brulee, homemade molten cakes, little mini ones.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to make a fruit cobbler because a lot of people like fruit. So I really like the recipe where it's the batter that you pour over the fruit and it makes kind of a cakey.
Do you have that recipe? Cause I have a really good one for that.
Well, I just usually get grandma's fruit cobbler recipe off like food.com or whatever.
I can send you my cobbler recipe.
Is it the spongy cakey one? It has to be that.
Yes,
it can't have like the pie crust on top.
No, it's the spongy cakey one.
Okay. Well, send
people,
that to me.
People
yes.
rave over it. Fatty, if you listened to Fatty's show a long time ago when he came to my house for Thanksgiving, he raved over my cobbler.
Anyway, it's going to be, and then the other thing is
By the way, it was a ham cobbler. It was delicious.
Right. I'm going to roast little mini red potatoes that are about yay big. If I put that right over his hole, it looks like the potatoes are about yay big, mm-hmm. the little tiny red ones, and you can either boil them or roast them, and then you cut them in half, scoop out with a little melon baller, you have to scoop out the insides, and like mix sour cream, butter, like a twice-baked potato, but it's little appetizer-size bites. And then you put all that stuff with bacon and sour cream and all that, and then you stuff it back in there and put a bunch of cheese on top, and then you put them in the oven right before you're going to serve them. And
excellent.
Make and it's little potato bites.
Well, that
anyway,
just that
so
sounds
it's gonna be a lot of stuff.
That sounds delicious.
And my parents are coming to my performance on Saturday, which is the day that we're throwing the party. So I'm going to be so tired, I'm not going to be able to play at all.
Right.
Luckily, I'm only playing second trumpet, so no one will
right.
notice.
No one will notice. No one will notice if you're there because you know, honestly, if the second trumpet is missing, who knows?
I mean, you know, it's no pressure for me. Actually,
it'll be the night that the film reviewer is there. It's just like the Rogers, Arkansas production of Wizard of Oz was distinctly lacking last night when the second trumpet was blatantly absent from the third measure.
I will say this. I have really, really enjoyed doing this. I think that if I was going to pick a career...
By the way, I have no idea why a theater critic would sound like that or would even know that the second trumpet was missing. So.
I think they might sound like the two old guys on the Muppets, or at least that's what I would like for them to sound like.
Yeah, because you don't have to listen or something like that, right?
But I do want to say, and I don't know if I said this last week, but I have really enjoyed doing this. And, you know, I think back to when I was in college and I played in My Fair Lady. I played in the orchestra for that. Mm-hmm. And playing in a show, I think, is the most fun trumpet playing I've done. It's not always, sometimes it's really easy, and occasionally it'll be one little measure or two of really hard stuff, but it's all the character and, like, the freedom you have to, like, give the music kind of its own.
You should so totally move here.
You know, like, you're there to, like, interject, like...
But you should move here, because then you could actually be, you know, New York is one of the few places in the world where you could be a professional trumpet player.
That's
like,
true.
Orlando is the other place that you could be a professional trumpet player and actually make a decent living at it by playing at one of the theme parks or whatnot. But here, you know, you can move to New York City, or like New York City adjacent. New York City adjacent. We could hang out. You could be a trumpet player for Book of Mormon, and I could get in to see the damn thing.
Right. Well, I don't know if I'm that good anymore that I could. I'd really have to work. But anyway, I think if I had gone into being a trumpet player, or if I ever get to the level again where I think I can do that.
If you had gone into a trumpet player.
If I had become.
Sorry, I was going back to my porn.
I was burping. Sorry.
Yeah.
So if I was, that was an omelet with guacamole on.
You know what? That, anyway, you're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
I'm under contract. Anyway, so I think I would choose. I really think playing in an orchestra for a musical is really fun.
Okay, good.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Excellent.
I've had a really good time, and I hope they ask me to do it again, though they probably won't. They hate me.
No, I'm sure they love you.
They will never ask me again.
I'm sure they love you. Unlike other podcasters. You know what that was? You know what that was that I just did right there?
Not when you announced it.
That was a segue. All right, so not like other podcasters, which, by the way, let me tell you, I now have pissed off, like, most of the, you know, podcast from Pride 48. In some way or another, I've pissed them all off. I don't know how I do it. I just, you know what it is? I open my mouth, and that's my problem. I should just not open my mouth, because I...
You really shouldn't.
I was listening to It's All About Me, or as you like to call it, the Hot Jeremy Show with Mark and Ed. But when I was listening to...
It's All About Me,
they made a comment, an offhanded comment about not being able to play the phone sound right or whatever, and I was like, oh, look, this is something I know something about. I could help them. So I offered to help them. You know what? I think I just came across like a total douche. I think it was just like, oh, you suck. You should do what I say and help me, because I was just like, can you send me pictures of yours? And then I think I just pissed them off. So I apologize to It's All About Me, Mark and Ed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to
piss
you off. Well, I believe one of them might be in the chat room, so maybe they can... No, never, not you. You are totally helpful
to
us.
No, see, I've totally...
That was there.
The other thing is Mike Lawson from that Joe Batanz show. Mike Lawson, I wish I had the clip. If I was better prepared, I would have the clip. But I was listening to their first show right after Vegas, and they were talking about how their description of their show on time.pride48.com. They were talking about their description there. And in the show, they're sitting there talking about, it's like, oh yeah, well then I think Big Fatty just made up words for people and put them on their description and stuff. And I'm like, really? You think Big Fatty, who doesn't know how to use a computer, like, you know, wrote this little site and went in there and made descriptions for everyone's show? And it's like, on top of that, when the description actually got fixed, it was like Mike emailed me the description and then it magically got fixed. So I actually replied directly back to that email. I'm like, does this look like an email to Big Fatty? Does this? But no. I'm pretty sure I've pissed them off too. I'm just saying. Well, I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm pissing them all off. And I don't mean to, but... Apparently, it's not just me, because you have also pissed off the Joe Batanz show.
I didn't hear about this because on
today's Joe Batanz show, he was talking about how his date that he met on Grindr was ruined because they listened to his show from Vegas and they didn't like the melon fucking.
Well, I just want to point out that that's fine for him to be mad at me, because, you know, whatever.
No, it's okay. But he didn't mention your show or anything. He just said Adam. It could have been any Adam that fucked melons. It's like, you know,
you
it's
know,
you gave him you gave him a solid
show.
You gave him a solid 20 minutes of material for his show, and he couldn't even be bothered to, like,
well,
you know,
that, let me
to
tell you what, that
out.
Melon has given a solid 20 minutes to loads of shows. That's all I've got to say. I mean, that was the best marketing and PR decision I have ever made in my life.
No,
they
it's
say
not.
No press is bad press.
Can I just say something? Just, this is like an inside baseball thing here. My favorite part of that entire bit right? When they were grilling you about the watermelon and the cantaloupe in Vegas. So yes. When they were grilling you, my favorite part about the whole bit was at the very, very end when Mike told you how many views it had, and I saw your face light up. That was just like...
My face did not light up.
Oh, yes. I was at the board looking at you. I could see you dead on.
You were way far away.
No, you were just like... He was like, well, you know, it has 219,000 views or whatever. And you're like, oh, really? You were very excited about the whole thing. It was that to me was
excited. I was surprised. I mean, why would 200 and something thousand people want to watch that video?
See, you even remembered that it was that number. That I didn't just make that number.
I mean, that's if I could get that many views or if our podcast could get that many listens, I mean, maybe I just need to put a picture of a melon on the front of some of our episodes.
I think that's what it is.
And we will, you know, if we could get hundreds of, we could quit our day jobs and get real advertisers and do this for a living.
I don't want to do this for a living. I love my job. I don't want to do this for a living. All right. So the thing I just wanted to say, I wanted to apologize to Mark and Ed. You know what?
I think you should just apologize to the whole podcasting community.
I hereby apologize to the entire podcasting community for me trying to put myself in people's... You know what? It's not that I don't like their show. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ever mean it that way. Like, oh my God, I hate the way your show sounds. I was just trying to be... This is like my one thing that I can do, right? I'm like an idiot savant. It's like you have spilled a box of toothpicks in front of me and I know the number because I'm an idiot savant. And I just want to tell you the number. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just... That's all I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying.
All right. The porn has paused, and then tell me about this new podcast that you're listening to.
It did. I paused it because I thought the motion might be distracting. So anyway, so...
See, oh wait, they're saying in the chat room that they could hear you smile when they told how right. many numbers I was. Oh, by the way, they also want to know your XTube channel name. You can type it in the chat room if you don't want to give it out on the podcast.
You know, I don't know what it is. Someone who knows it...
Oh, Donna's in the chat room, isn't
it? Can put it in there because I actually do not know. I'm not certain what it is. I have a couple of ideas, but I don't want to steer you in the wrong way because I haven't been there in literally years. That's why I didn't know how many views it had. Anyway, so I like food and I like cooking. I watch the Food Network like all the time.
Yes.
And I was just, I don't know what I was doing. I was in this podcast app that I have now that's not the one that you prefer, but it's the other one. And I like it because it has some, and maybe it has the same features. It's called Pocket Cast.
I love Pocket Cast.
No, there was another one that you said that you like better.
I like, yeah, Pod Kicker. I like both of those. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to interrupt your story. So
no, go ahead.
The reason that I like Pod Kicker is because it's the most well thought out one. So of the podcasting things on Android, because a lot of them try to play this game is like, oh, you can do podcasts and RSS, you know, for blogs. And so it's like, I don't read blogs on a fucking Android phone. I read them on my computer. So it's the most well thought out as far as like podcasts go, because you can just grab them in your playlist here and slide them up and down. And, you know, it keeps
track.
Well,
I had some glitches when I tried PodKicker. And but when I
nice,
went on.
The PodKicker Pro is what I use. But the nice thing that I like, what was the first one you said?
Pocket Cast.
The Pocket Cast one that I like is it is capable of using that add-on, the third-party add-on that lets you speed up. So like yes. When I listen to Big Fatty, I have to listen to it at double speed because I don't want to waste, you know, 20 minutes of my life. So that way I can only waste 10 minutes of my life. So.
Well, it has a couple of features. For the one that I would mention that you can speed it up, and you can also slow it down if you want, I think, but you can speed it up if you want a Big Fatty even slower. Like if 20 minutes of silence wasn't enough, then I think you could do it even slower. But yeah, when I had to go through like 500 of our episodes to create that spreadsheet of all, I was listening. By the end, I was listening to us at like 1.8 or something. But I like that. But the other thing I like is I watch a lot of video podcasts.
Yes.
But I'm not especially
while driving.
Right. I mean, that's the perfect time to watch video. But there are times when I'm like walking from one place to the other. And when you have a video player on, if you're trying to like put the tablet under your arm or you're trying to stuff it in your bag or something, the control, you can't in most, like in the normal video player, if you hit the button to like dim the screen or turn the screen off, it will stop the video and then you can't hear anything.
Right.
Well, Pocket Cast, if you turn the screen off, it will flip to audio for that video.
Yeah.
And just do audio. And then immediately when you turn the screen back on, the lips are right with it. I mean, it goes right back to video and it's right in sync. And that's probably my favorite thing.
That is because this is Android, right?
Yes.
What are you using?
Pocket Cast.
No, I mean what Android
Nexus
device?
7.
Oh, okay, that's what I was gonna like. You have a Windows phone. How are you doing that? Anyway, what I was gonna say was that the reason for that is if you use the Android SDK, if you've written an Android app, you know, like me, there's the SDK there actually gives you the ability to just shut the screen off. So that's why it's still in sync. It's because internally it's still rendering the video. It's just not playing it to the screen.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I have not researched a lot of apps, but I will say that one. It's very impressive to me because I've never had an app that was able to do that before that I knew of.
Yeah, see, I don't
and
do the video.
And the inbuilt video player doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't do the video.
Anyway.
I am very happy with the PodKicker Pro. Here's my the one things that I would love to have for them, and I'm just going to throw this out there. If somebody wants to take this on as a side project, please do. I'll buy the app. I swear to God, I'll pay for the app. What I really, really want is a way for me to Do you do this? I listen to shows in a priority basis. Do you do that?
No, I just whatever I feel.
In other words, in other words, I will download Tech News Today every single day. But if let's say Vera is on that day, or they're Fatty's on, Fatty's on every day. But you know what I'm saying? If they're All About Me or Catching Up or Cocktails and Cream Cost, anyway, if there's a Pride 48 show on that I'm subscribed to, I want to push it up to the front of the line and listen to it before I listen to the Tech News Today, because Tech News Today is something that I kind of want to hear, but it's not like a do or die that I want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so yeah, in my mind, I have an order of ones.
So
that
I would love it.
Like
I would
better.
Love it if a podcatching app on the phones would actually have that built into it, so that I could say, you know what, I want this to be a priority one. So if a new episode comes in here, not only automatically download it, but go ahead and shove it up to the top of my playlist. And this one over here is like a priority three. I want to listen to it if I run out of other things. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
That's
well,
one of the things I want. The
and
other,
I think that would be useful, but I have moods.
The other, well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Then you should be able to turn that on. But the other thing that I would like to have is the ability for it to use either the Dropbox background, the backbone to save positions and whatnot. When I'm walking into work and I'm listening to a podcast on my phone, and then I sit down at my desk at work, I want to be able to launch a podcast player on my desktop and have it pick up where I was at. In other words, I want it to save, just like Netflix, if I switch devices between Netflix and it remembers where I was paused at and it picks it up, right? So if I'm watching Netflix in the bedroom and then I walk into the living room, I can pick it up right where I was stopped. I want that on a podcatching app. So there you go. Go out and do that, people. Go write that for us.
So this will be really short, but anyway, I was on that app, and I like the way they display the tile of the, I like their interface, and it's pretty. You get to see the like album art from all the, anyway. So I was just looking, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was on their main page, just discover a podcast, and I saw one of their featured podcasts was the Alton Brown Cast.
You mean Alton Brown from Good Eats?
Yes. And so I thought, huh, that's interesting. So, is he out of a job now? And now he's doing a podcast or what's the deal?
Welch's did not pay him enough money. So,
right. So I'm like, man, he's doing a podcast now, man. Everybody's doing a podcast. But I've not ever listened to any food podcast before. So I thought, hey, what the hell? I'll give it a try. And it's, he does some question answer with audience members, with people who go to his website and stuff. And he does he's doing an interview, and it's been a lot of Food Network star type people. He interviewed Giada De Laurentiis and Bobby Flay. And when he was doing Next Food Network star, he interviewed the top three, like the finalists or whatever. And he did. And then he also does, a couple of different food segments. And it's not the most fabulous podcast I've ever listened to. But if you like Alton Brown and you like food, it's a pretty interesting podcast to listen to. I mean, it's just him.
It's not like we could get a guest, right? It's not like we could call, Sean Paul Lockhart and say, hey, we have a podcast. You want to come on and do an interview with us? He'd be like, who? What's a podcast? I don't know what that is.
Right. I don't know who that is.
But... You don't know who Sean Paul Lockhart is?
No, I don't.
Please take a moment and Google that right now while I play this next thing. So go ahead and Google it, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised as to who that is.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
DI Plus Technology Segment, brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
Oh, he's the one I look like. That I've been told I look like.
Brent Corrigan was his stage name. Sean Paul Lockhart is his real name.
Right, now that he's trying to be a real actor.
Actually, have you seen Judas Kiss? He was actually pretty good at it. And he's got a new movie coming up this year that actually looks like it's pretty good. Anyway, it does not matter. I wanted to talk about these things, and now we've got... I'm sorry. I rambled on in that first part.
We don't have a big, long, like, you know...
I'm just saying. All right. So this is all right. Long, this is what I wanted to... I was bitching at you today. Hello?
Hey, boys. It's Turnipad calling the celebrity death phone. And former heavyweight boxing champion Ken Norton has kicked the bucket. His bell was rung. I'm not sure if you're going to acknowledge that, but that's okay. Oh, well.
Ken Norton? Turnipad expertly displaying the Kathy Bacon hang-up maneuver there.
The way he kind of sighed at the end. Mm-hmm. That kind of tells you he already knew.
It's like the Kathy Bacon calls that don't end. And I said, just make a big sigh or something at the end. Anyway, right. It doesn't. All right. So I don't know who Ken Norton is. Do you know who Ken Norton is?
I don't. Are we going to? Because here's the first thing that came to my mind. It was like, you know, we're only doing a dollar a time this year. And like, you know, somebody knows this. Are we going to have a tendency to be like easier this year because it's only a dollar per... You know, I don't know. I don't know who that is, but I'm not into wrestling. Wait, he said wrestler, right?
Yes. You know, boxer. He said a boxer. You know what? I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna randomly choose someone in the chat room. Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine, you are the final arbiter on this. Is this a yes or a no for, I don't even remember the guy's name, Ken Turner?
Ken Norton.
Ken Norton.
It reminds me of Ed Norton on The Honeymooners. I think it was Ed
Norton. Now, if Ed Norton had died, which, by the way, that was Art Carney, and he died a long time ago. But, you know, Good Humor Penguin, do we take this or not? Ken Norton, boxer from Canada. Yes, no?
Jackie Gleason. Yeah.
To the moon, he says.
Art Carney. Right. Audrey Meadows. And go. I can't think of the other woman's name.
Some chick. Some chick. Good Humor Penguin says give him a yes. So there you go, Turniphead. You have been entered into the Celebrity Death Phone contest and for Ken Norton.
So Turniphead is a first of all, I want to give a shout out to him because he emailed me today or yesterday. I don't know when it was, but I got the email today. And he had gotten a pair of some type of underwear.
Yes.
That did not quite fit him.
Yes.
Because he's tall or taller than me. The straps didn't quite fit right or whatever. And the first thing that he thought of was, hey, I'm going to email Adam and see if he wants this. So he offered to give me this underwear because he thought it would fit me better. So I'm going to get, it's a surprise. I have no idea what it looks like.
So you're getting a random surprise, kind of like my goat t-shirt. It's a random surprise gift.
I'm getting surprised underwear.
You could be worse. You could have won those shittens from It's All About Me.
So anyway, I want to, and you know, I know he has a blog or whatever about underwear. If he ever does starts doing
Turnip Style, you mean turnipstyle.com?
Yes. Maybe he does that already. So I don't want to say this, but I am very interested in reviewing underwear. I would even write articles.
You know what? If you go to the front page.
And post pictures.
If you go to the front page of turnipstyle.com right now, there is an article there that says Pride 48 2013 Underwear Party. And there is a picture of Turniphead modeling the underwear that he was wearing at the Pride 48 party.
Is that him?
Yes. He's holding up. It's a full picture. He's holding up the camera phone in the mirror.
Oh, it's not the first picture you see.
No, but you can tell in the first picture of him in the mirror with his full body that is him, the close-up on the underwear further down, and the thing is him also. Anyway,
I can't make the picture bigger. I see it, yes.
Whatever. You know what? We are so out of this. I don't even know what it is that I was going to say. You know, I just remembered what it was I wanted to talk about tonight, and I totally, like, screwed it up, so...
There are notes in the, so you should go back and the Trello will tell you what you're
going to say. You know what? This is, we'll do this after the show. We need to make a phone call to another podcast after the show. So when we're done recording here, chat room, you can hang around. We're going to make a phone call to another show. All right. So here we go. So what I wanted to talk about here in the tech segment before we got so rudely interrupted by the Celebrity Death Phone is I was yelling at you today about Hangouts. I was just like, why the fuck do you not have Hangouts installed on your work computer? And you were like, oh, because it's a work and I can't do video. I can't do a video Hangout here, whatever. And I just wanted to point out to people, because a lot of people are telling me this lately, When Google Plus first launched, Hangouts were video Hangouts, right? That's what like you and I are doing right now, right? We're video hanging out with each other, blah, 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 right?
Yes.
And there used to be a separate product called Google Talk where you could text each other and message each other and make phone calls and whatnot. They have rolled all of that into a single product. So when I say Hangouts, it is now texting and video and voice or just some of those things. So the nice thing about it is that it works across all of my platforms. So I can have it on my computer, I can have it on my phone, and it's available for both Android and iOS and BlackBerry. And I can have it anywhere else that I have a Chrome browser, right? I can have my Hangouts. And they sync across all the platforms. So if I'm out and about and someone does a Hangout message to me, like a text message to me via Hangouts, then it's on my phone. But when I sit back down at my desk, I don't have to continue to type on my phone. I can start, and I've got my full conversation repeated to me on my PC. And then I can use a real keyboard. So it just makes it so much easier because it doesn't matter where I'm at, I can use the best typing device available to me. So I don't have to use that crappy little phone keyboard unless I'm out and about. If I'm sitting at my desk during the day and people, Hangout message me, it just pops up right there on my screen and I can just IM them back, right? With a real keyboard.
Well, I wouldn't be allowed to install anything like that on my work.
It is
computer.
A Google extension. It's a Google Chrome extension. So if you can install Chrome on your work machine, you can install the extension.
But I take my personal laptop with me to work every day. So if you ever message me during the day and I respond, I'm on my personal laptop. So,
because like I have, well, I doubt my boss is listening. I have Pro XPN on my machine at work. So,
oh, okay. Well,
so I use a VPN client at work that shields all of my traffic from the IT department. So everything that comes out of my computer, it looks like it's encrypted traffic. So it doesn't.
I do have administrator, which most people don't, but I do. I was able to finagle someone into giving me that.
Yes.
But I try not to break any rules like installing chat clients or things.
But you know
what
the nice thing about it, if you have Chrome on your work computer, you can install this as an extension. And you got to remember that everything that Google did starting 3 years ago or, the 3 years ago forward is done HTTPS. So it's already encrypted. It's already on 443 encrypted. So it's not like they're going to block your messenger because it's already there.
I would still be breaking a rule though. You know that thing that always comes, here are the internet rules for the company and you got to whatever. So we have a Wi-Fi network that's for personal use and I just bring my own laptop. I would prefer all that stuff to go on my own laptop.
All right. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about here in the tech segment, I don't think we're going to have time for.
Looking at the Trello, so
it was the logo thing. So we're actually rebranding. I don't want to say rebranding because that's not right. We're redoing the Pride 48.
The website is going through a facelift.
The Pride 48 website is going through a new facelift. And one of the things that we're doing is we're doing a new logo thing. And, the logo that's there right now, was made by Lala Lauren during the very first year of Pride 48. And it's been there forever and it's great. But it just isn't serving our needs right now. We need a logo. And during the Suits meeting the other day, they were asking all kind of questions like, what is the new logo going to look like? Which I don't know because that's why we're dealing with graphics designers here and whatnot. So we're dealing with Brian from Game Night Guys, who is a web designer as a profession. So we're going through this whole logo. He sent us a logo questionnaire a branding questionnaire that we're going to go through. And we were going to go do it on the show tonight, but I think probably because of the in-depth nature of it that we probably won't. But what I wanted to point out is that when I was looking, one of the questions on here was like, describe like three logos that you like, including what it is you like about them. And so I've been looking at a lot of brand logos lately. And I think probably the one thing that I really hope that we can achieve with Pride 48 with the new logo is to have both a pictograph and a word, right? So like, if you think about it from the standpoint of Amazon.com is in a certain font and a certain style, but then they also have that little smile logo, that little smile pictograph. And it can, yes. Sometimes it's above the word, sometimes it's next to the word, sometimes it's just off on its own. But either one of those two things associates you with that brand, right? So like when you look at Sun Microsystems and they have like a graphic that spells out Sun in any direction, that is a pictogram. But then they also have Sun, Microsystems written in a specific font and in specific color and stuff. So I'm hoping that we can get there with Pride 48 so that we have both a word in a specific font, right, in a specific style that is pride48.com, but then also have a picture, you know, some kind of graphic representation of us that
yes.
can be used in association with or separate from it. So those were the kind of logos that I was latching onto when I was looking at the ones that I like today. Like Twit has a really good logo, which is, you know, twit.tv is written in a certain font, in a certain color, but then the actual little logo that they use is a combination of the Twit words made into a graphic. You know what I'm saying? And it can be used
right.
on their site. So I just thought that, I don't know.
Yeah, that I think that's a good idea because you can also separate the graphic out sometimes when you don't want the word. But this is my brand. This is the, you know,
right,
this
exactly.
is the little picture that, you know.
Exactly.
And it could even be, I mean, just throwing something out there. You know the little thing that the little graphic that sometimes they'll use that's like three or four semicircles going from smaller to larger that maybe that's the RSS symbol.
Yeah, the RSS symbol.
But do it like in rainbow, each one is a different rainbow color
right.
or something. Yep. Or, you know, something like that.
Right.
That
and
would say this is a broadcast.
Right. And you and I are not artists, so our
right.
thoughts are not going to be what's going to happen. We're just throwing this out for the actual artist to think about and to throw around. So Brian has asked us a whole series of questionnaires, like, you know, what is the identity of the brand? What is, you know, what does it mean? You know, one of the things that I keep hearing over and over and over again about Pride 48 is family. So I want to make sure that we incorporate the concept of family into this somehow, like, you know, like in some way, shape or form, like kind of denote that it's a family, like even if that's like a subtext, you know, a subline or something. But anyway, so there you go. Just so you guys know, we're after 5 years, we are actually going to now start acting like grownups and start branding our website. And actually the website is going through a whole bunch of changes lately, which we will talk about here on this show because, you know, we're kind of going to be doing them. So, and I swear to God, we are going to do them this year.
I will be lead QA.
That's right.
There will be, because that's what I do for a living.
Right. Actually, you know, I don't think anyone would even care in our audience, but if you do have a particular care about this, whatever, I am probably going to publish this on a GitHub repository, so it will be open source, and you can like look at the code if you want and stuff like that.
I was gonna tell you, you know, if I'm doing QA, we have to have some place that I can log defects, and we have to have triage meetings
at least.
Every day for half an hour to go through the different defect statuses.
Can we play Dominican stud in the background while we do the
whatever you want to do? But I was telling, actually for the chat room, I was telling Daniel earlier that because I am I'm an automation engineer, but I'm in QA, and I was telling him maybe I was like I can project manage the whole thing. I'm like, what you need to do, give me a list of deliverables, and we're gonna set milestone dates.
Right.
And we're going to put it all in a WBS, which for those of you who don't know, that's a work breakdown structure.
I have a description of this. Do you want to hear it real quick?
Yes, I would love to hear that.
I guess
never not funny.
It's never not funny.
I have so many tabs open. Okay, a 38-year-old woman has been arrested after she posted advertisements on Craigslist for sexual services to be performed by another woman who knew nothing about the ads, officials said.
Yes.
Samantha Weber.
Wait. Repeat that sentence again.
Sure. A 38-year-old woman has been arrested after
she
posted advertisements on Craigslist for sexual services.
For Chicken McNugget. Oh, sorry.
Right. To be performed by another woman.
Right.
Who knew nothing about the ads.
Okay, that's the part that I was missing. All right. So the woman, so she basically, it would be like me saying, you know what? My co-host Adam will blow you if you pay me $10 and you know nothing about this.
Right.
Okay.
Bring your melons. Rogers, Arkansas.
Got it.
Yes. It's kind of, in fact, this is kind of a modern technological version of, have you ever gone into like shady restrooms and saw?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. For a good time, you know, call this other person, right? But it's not, It's like that. So Samantha Weber, who is charged with online impersonation, a third degree felony, according to
the
Harris
County Precinct.
By the
way, that's how I feel about every message I've ever gotten on Scruff or Grindr from someone who is like way more attractive than should be. I was just like, this is a joke. This is like some person that doesn't, I never take this seriously. Like, there's no possible way that you, no.
Deputies said a woman recently called police to say men she didn't know had been coming to her home late at night.
Was it spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's actually, yes. It is, actually, yes. When her family confronted one of the men, he showed the woman a Craigslist ad for sexual activity.
No, I don't know. I've got a written contract here from Craigslist that you've got to blow me.
I want to know. I want to know if, you know, if the if someone came up to the door and said, why don't you have a seat over here? So anyway, there you go. So deputies said investigators later determined Weber had posted the ad because she was upset one of her ex-boyfriends said the woman, they were dating each other, and the woman were dating each other. Man, women are just vindictive.
Women are vindictive. Wow.
All right. So a 27-year-old long-distance runner is facing disciplinary action.
I love that Mr. Mike is now posting spoilers about the birthday thing in the chat room for me to read. Go ahead.
How does he know what birthday?
He doesn't. He's just picking some celebrities out there. Could be anyone.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Mike. Appreciate that. So a 27-year-old long-distance runner is facing disciplinary action after allegedly filling a fake penis with clean urine in order to beat a doping test.
Oh, my God. This is like an episode of Entourage.
Davis, can't pronounce his last name, had just finished a 10-kilometer race when officials asked him to take a urine test. He allegedly told the doctor he preferred to be alone during the test, but the doctor refused, citing anti-doping laws that require a doctor to be in attendance. The guy was caught attempting to siphon off uncontaminated urine from the fake member concealed in his underwear.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if it was like, have you seen the movie, the one that Marky Mark was in?
Yes, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. I watched that whole travesty of a movie just to see the penis scene.
It was clearly fake.
Right. I knew it was going to be fake, but it looked clearly. It was totally. Anyway.
So, are you unfamiliar with this device? This is a commercially sold device called the Wizinator. Are you unfamiliar with this?
Yeah. So
device?
It says fake penises are all the rage on the internet for those trying to beat drug tests. One website offers, quote, the original Wizinator.
Yes, it's touch activated. So you just touch the head of the penis and it starts peeing. It's $130.
Why not just not do drugs?
If you can spend whatever drugs cost, I don't even know what drugs cost, but if you can spend the money for drugs, then clearly you can spend the $130 to have a fake penis. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I want to find, I think that should be our next sponsor for our show.
What?
The Wizinator.
What, because you're saying that our audience is a bunch of druggies?
No, but I mean, the ad copy for that would be, I think, would be really priceless. But I don't see any ad copy on their website. But I mean, it just says, just touch and go. The ultimate wet sex. What? Simulator.
Hello.
Hiroshi Yamuchi. Dead. He's dead. He's dead. I hope I win. Okay. He's dead. And I hope I didn't wake you guys up.
Yes. Right. Yes.
He is. He's the Nintendo guy, and if it wasn't for Nintendo, none of us would had
what
formative years of our lives. It was Nintendo that did it.
I have no. You?
Hiroshi? Is it the programmer who programmed
some Nintendo programmer died. I think I remember reading this. Let's see, Nintendo.
The guy that retired, programmer. who developed all the Mario games and everything.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let me find in the news segment here. Nintendo programmer died.
Oh no, it wasn't the programmer that
father
retired
of Nintendo systems dies. Is
Hiroshi Yamauchi. Right. Or however you say that, man who built Nintendo's gaming empire dies at 85.
85. All right. We'll give her that. By the way, that was Bacon, by the way. So write down
Did
Kathy
she
Bacon.
Give her name?
Because
isn't that a rule?
No, that's not a rule. Is it?
I think it was.
I just find it fascinating that she actually thinks that if phone rings in both of our houses, that she would wake us up. I hope I didn't wake you up by calling your voice.
I don't think she actually thinks that. She's trying to be funny.
Excellent. So, Kratos says, yes, it is a rule. Wait, let's back this up now. Let's back this up. Let's see. Let me listen to the message again here.
Hiroshi Yamuchi, dead.
Dead.
He's dead. I hope I win. Okay.
I hope I win.
He's dead.
Does she realize that her name goes into a bucket? She doesn't actually win.
He's the Nintendo guy. And
right.
If it wasn't for Nintendo, none of us would
Right. Stuff.
Formative years of our lives. It was Nintendo that did it.
Right. Yes.
I think our years would have been more
formative. She did not. She did not use her name. And Kratos77 says, and I believe everything he says that this is a rule. So I'm so sorry. By the way, that opens it up to people in the chat room right this very moment. To take a steal.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just saying, we have already approved Hirochi Yama, whatever the fuck his name is, as a valid entry. So, you know, if you guys call right now, you might,
That's cheating.
No, I'm just saying that for those listening live right now, 229-234-7587, you should call and report that. I'm just saying, whatever. Excellent.
I think that's like you turning over to when Larry,
it makes it more sports, thing. And there's a steal on the field.
Call the death phone.
Right. There's a steal on the field. And
wait, I have to.
What?
I was gonna say this Wizinator.
Yes.
It comes with heat.
You're still on that.
It comes with heat packs, a syringe. And wait, get this. Freeze-dried synthetic urine sample.
Now,
it says the ultimate wet sex simulator. So apparently that is not.
Did this really add anything to it?
People are using this for simulated water sports. That's all I'm saying.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I think we could actually fill in the ooh with Kathy Bake. Anyway.
So Joey says he and Donna have seen a penis just like that, but it was real. In what sense was it just like the Wizinator?
No, they were 7 seconds delayed. They were talking about Mark Wahlberg's fake penis in Boogie Nights. They've seen a real penis like that.
Right. Okay, here we go. Here is the first birthday.
Got it.
Are you ready for me to play?
I am ready.
The first birthday.
I am ready.
All right. So I'm reaching my hand over to the keyboard.
Play the goddamn thing right now. You'll find that I'm far more violent than my claws.
Okay, wait a minute.
What was that first part? What was the first part? The loud screaming part.
This was clapping.
This, by the way, is Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, which, by the way, is a protest song, although people like to think of this more as an anthem about how great the USA is. This is actually a protest song against the Vietnam War. But anyway, so if you listen to the words of it, it is actually a song that is very anti-USA. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So is it Bruce Springsteen's birthday?
It is Bruce Springsteen's birthday. He is dead. No, I'm just kidding. He's not dead. His career is dead. And he is 64 years old.
Okay.
So that is, so happy birthday.
64?
He's 64.
So that is a 0.7 Morgan Freeman's.
Isn't there a song? He's my mom's age. Isn't there a song, When I'm 64, Will You Still Love Me?
Yes, by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Did you want to hear it?
Sure, you can play it if you want.
I got to find it when I'm 64. I believe you mean this one.
The door. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I don't believe that's the... Is that the Beatles version?
Yeah, that was Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
Next.
I must have heard a different version at one point. Okay, here's the next one.
Yes.
Are you ready for me to play...
Play the fucking... clip now.
The next birthday.
All right. This is I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I'm going to assume that it's not one of the Blackhearts.
Okay.
Is it in fact one of the Blackhearts? This would be like you playing a Gladys Knight song and it was in fact one of the Pips' birthdays or something.
Right. It's one of the Pips' birthday.
No, exactly. So this is Joan Jett. So is Joan Jett's birthday?
It is Joan Jett.
Yes.
And, you know, you should be proud of me because I didn't go back and, like, you know, pick someone that we had done last year because we have not done Joan Jett before. Mm-hmm. And I like this song, though. Joan Jett is 55 years old.
55 years old.
Yep.
Right. You know what? I can play this for you. This was the opening to The Voice last night.
I heard that. I wonder if they did that for Joan Jett's birthday. I didn't know until today it was her birthday.
By the way, the amazing thing about that last night is you learned that, A, Blake Shelton is an excellent musician, which I, you know, I kind of assumed, but I'm not into country music, but I was very impressed by him.
I don't think he can sing all that well, but...
B, actually, I thought he was quite good. You know what? The one artist on that group that I could have just done without last night was CeeLo. Totally. It's just like, what are you bringing to this?
I can't stand CeeLo.
What are you bringing to this?
He wears muumuus and now apparently tattoos his head. I don't know. I don't know what the... Right. He's a one-hit wonder.
He was at the Star Trek... I don't know. I know you don't listen to It's All About Me, but had you listened to their show, whether they were at the Star Trek convention in Vegas, they had seen CeeLo there, who was in the Chakotay costume contest, and that's why he had the tattooing on his head there. He was trying to look like Chakotay.
Oh, well, they didn't explain that on the show.
Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, here's the next one.
When top restaurants need an executive chef, they turn to me. This is Chef Wanted. Today, I'm in Salem, New Hampshire on a mission to help find a chef for Tuscan Kitchen. Owner Joe Faro is a pasta pioneer with the company Rapidly.
Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Because it could be a really Wanted. It could be a really queenie guy.
It's a girl.
I don't know this one. This is not Rachel Ray, who's like...
It is not Rachel Ray.
No. Is this that tattooed chick with the blonde, really frizzy hair?
I don't know of any tattoos, but she does have blonde, really frizzy hair.
I don't know. You're not going to... I give up. I don't know.
Chat room, does anyone know who this is?
They don't.
You've got... We're going to wait for 7 seconds for the chat room to guess this birthday before we move on.
Is it Paul McCartney?
Okay, Joey got it.
Is it Jimmy Kimmel?
It is Anne Burrell.
Anne Burrell.
It is Anne Burrell's birthday. She does.
Is it
a
Pedro Almodovar?
It's Anne Burrell.
And, by the way, you know, when I was asking if it was a guy or a girl, that when I was growing up, this is a small side trip here down memory lane. When I was a small child growing up, and by that I mean like your age, I went to Disney right after Bill Clinton had gotten elected, to go to the Hall of Presidents to see his new figure installed there in the Hall of Presidents. And as I'm listening to the preamble of the Hall of Presidents and everything, I'm like, oh my God, they got that guy from Men on Film to do the intro to it, because it's like, years ago, the Constitution said that there would be a president and he would be fabulous, right? It was like this whole thing. And it wasn't until later that I realized it was Maya Angelou. It's like, Maya Angelou sounds like the gay guy from, other show.
You sounded like a mixture of like Snoop Dogg and Bill Cosby. I don't know.
Jell-O pudding pops.
Was.
I don't know what that was either. I really got nothing. Are we done?
Anne Burrell is 44 years old.
44 years old, which makes her younger than me.
Right. And that's it.
Excellent.
That's all your birthdays for today.
That is all of our birthdays for today, which means
apparently,
that I have to go. I have to go do this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Kathy Bacon.
Apparently, F. Scott Fitzgerald's birthday is today.
All kind of things.
So maybe someone should call the celebrity death phone for that one.
Speaking of that, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
So I heard about this a day ago. So I'm certain I'm not the first one to call in, unless I'm the only nerd around here, which I know with your listeners I'm not. But Fusajiro Yamauchi?
Really?
Is that how you say it? The founder of Nintendo has passed away. And he's got to be considered a celebrity. I mean, he's the founder of Nintendo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you don't give me points for that, then y'all are lame.
Oh, you know what, Carrie?
Carrie,
you were not the first person to call in. However, since the first person to call in and report that, was eliminated or disqualified because of a technical foul.
A technicality.
Carrie from Germany, not in Germany. You indeed do get the point.
Hiroshi Yamauchi. Hiroshi.
Right.
Isn't there a character who's Hiroshi, or is that Roshi or Yoshi?
Yoshi.
It's Yoshi.
Yoshi is a Nintendo character, isn't it?
Right. And this guy is the founder of Nintendo. Maybe they named Yoshi after Hiroshi.
You might be onto something.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
Excellent. Let's find out who has been talking to us this week. And we have no voicemails, but we do have an email. And it comes into us from the lovely, charming, and talented Miss Kathy Marshall. Which, by the way, I can say that now because we have met her.
She was very lovely and charming.
She was.
And by the way, Kathy, I just want to say again, it was perfectly fine for you to go home.
I know. And she did. She sat down next to me at the machine that I beat Curtis on. She sat down next to me there because I was back at that machine. She said, I'm so sorry. That I'm like, you know what? No problem. I will go and run the board. Because I think she was going to run the board for all about, what was she going to run the board for? Whatever was on before the Joe Patance show.
I don't know, something.
I don't remember what it was.
It was right before you.
But I was like, you know what? I wanted to hear that show anyway, so I'll do it. That's fine. It's not a problem. All right. This comes in from CC Marshall, who says, Daniel, be very careful what you hang up in your office. Be very careful. This is all uppercase. Be very careful. In 1992, I got a demerit on my permanent record that haunts me to this day because I hung up my poster of Charo, flamenco guitarist extraordinaire, coochie coochie girl, and occasional Hollywood Square. That's right, Charo. While it was difficult to establish whether or not she was wearing any clothes, her guitar most certainly covered all the naughty bits, and I'm sure that she was wearing shoes. Come on, no one wants to see that anyway. To cut to the chase, I was cited for sexual harassment because I had a pinup in my office. A pinup in my office on my wall. Someone ratted me out to HR, and HR came marching down to my office to tell me that I was in big trouble. She got in trouble for a Charo poster on her wall.
Maybe she just should have done the little dance for them. And then it would have all been all right.
I'm just saying, I would not have
you know, she could almost pass for Charo. She has long hair.
She does.
A really slender body. I mean, if she put on that kind of Mexican outfit with the fringe and had a guitar, she could do it.
Never mind. I was going to make a Joe Batanz joke, but I won't. They made me take down the poster. She continues, apologize to all who took offense.
She had to apologize.
And write on the board 100 times, I will not sexually harass my coworkers. 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 Blah, blah, blah.
On the blackboard? Did she have to do that? Or
I will not sexually harass my coworkers, even if they beg for it. I hope that you can learn from my mistake. Thank you, Kathy. P.S. If Charo were really a pinup, I'm sure they would have put her in the middle square. And she appeared on Hollywood Squares. That is a joke aimed solely at me because I'm the only person old enough to get that joke. PPS, this was not to be the last complaint lodged against me in the corporate environment. One has to be very careful indeed. PPPS, my advice, show the goat what you're about to hang on the wall of your cube and see if it screams. So what I basically need to do is when I decide that I want to, you know, put something on my wall, I like hold it up. And I know that not that.
The goat always screams. It wouldn't matter.
So that just means I can never put anything up on my walls. So thank you very much, Kathy, for that.
I think she had like a PPS and a PPPS.
She did. You know I edit these things on the fly.
PPPPPS.
She does. She did. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. I have one more thing to do, don't I?
3, 2, 1. I don't know.
Lasers. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I used to get mad at you for not taking us out of the segment. And, it would, you know, I just want to make sure that I took you out of the segment.
Well, I'm glad to know that we are out of the segment now.
We are. We're out of
the segment. Hey, everyone. We are officially out of the contact segment.
In case anyone is keeping score at home, we are officially out of the contact segment. Just want to let you know. Our show sucks. Why do people even listen to this?
You always say that.
Why would people listen to this? No, that's true. Nobody listens to us. All right. Excellent. So that's our show, I guess.
Is that the new way that we're ending our show? That's our show, I guess.
Right. I guess that's our show. I'll let you do it.
No, you can't start doing this. It's supposed to be a gradual. I mean, you know,
I try to do it gradually, and then you start calling me out. Well, that's the way we're going to end our show now, huh?
Look, in the past, whenever we used to, you know, when we were good, and we didn't just what's it called? Phone it in,
right? When we didn't just phone it in, right? Yeah,
you know, and they're holding those podcast contests.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, when we were best produced and everything.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, before we were again just phoning it in, we would have won.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail. Oh, fuck. I closed the window. Give us a call on the voicemail line 229-234-7587. That is 2x2 DI Plus. You have a few days to give Mittens a birthday greeting. Just saying. You can also call our celebrity death line. Same number, 229-234-7587. Or you can email us, contact@dubiousintent.com. You can reach out to us on Google Plus or any number of other, I don't know. I don't do Twitter. You do Twitter?
You don't do anything because you're like, where did these people message me? I don't know. I don't look at any of them unless it's Google Plus. Oh, by the way,
yes.
You might convince him to come to Vegas next year if you wish him happy birthday. So you should really do it.
Who?
Mittens.
Oh, yes. Mittens may come to Vegas if you wish him a happy birthday. So there you go. Call him. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Which keyboard?